This is Robert Martellacci of the Mindshare Learning Report, Canada's leading learning and technology e-magazine. I have the good fortune of having a Mindshare Learning moment with Mark Keating, the CIO of the Peel District School Board, as part of our special edition BYOD report for the month of March. And thank you for joining me this morning, Mark.
Thank you for having me.
Now, approximately a year ago, the Peel District School Board announced a groundbreaking BYOD strategy across the district as part of a 21st century learning initiative. What inspired this bold move for such a large district?
Well, I think it's a common understanding that the traditional approach to education and learning, it's broken at the moment. You know, Peel is no different than any other school board in Canada or even North America. They saw that the traditional way just wasn't working for the kids. And they're trying a new approach. And the new approach, the new pedagogy, so to speak, is really supported by technology. So, you know, in the past, technology has always tried to take the lead. And what's different this time around is pedagogy is leading the way, and they're asking technology to support them. And I think that that is really the defining factor here and what makes, you know, the current push different than things that have happened in the past. And if you look at it, the new pedagogy is supported by the four C's, or in Peel we call it the four C's. I think in some areas it's six C's, and who knows where it's going to go. But here in Peel, you know, the new learning is supported on critical thinking, creativity and innovation, collaborative inquiry, and communication. And really, when you look at that, if that's the new way that we need to teach our young, you know, how can technology support it? And technology is really about access. When you look at BYOD, it's all about access. It's allowing the students to be able to connect with the world and make the global globally things a little bit closer, a little bit more local. So if you can imagine a world, a new learning environment where teachers and students are all learners, you know, you focus more on questions and less on answers. Understanding is more important than learning. Innovation and exploration are part of that learning. And you know what? We connect and we learn with the world. It's not local for local anymore. We're part of a much larger organization that's global.
Fascinating. I heard a term recently that really resonated. It was technology-infused pedagogy, which was interesting.
And I think that's what everyone's feeling. It's not lip service at this point. I think everyone firmly believes that technology has a role to play, but it's gotta follow behind pedagogy, because if we try and just teach with technology, I think it's going to fail. It really has to be, at the end of the day, the front of the classroom is the teacher, and they're the most important aspect to what they're doing.
Absolutely. I believe the district was investing some $7 million in infrastructure as part of the rollout. How's it gone so far?
It's going well. I mean, if you take a look at the number of $7 million, it's quite substantial, and it really goes to show you the support that we have at the trustee level, at the board level. We're about 40% of the way through the rollout as it sits right now. We finished all of our pilots, which was a critical and crucial part of what we're trying to do, because we want to make sure that we don't have to go back and touch the schools once we roll it out. So we finished the pilots. We're in full rollout mode right now, and we're probably implementing between 50 and 20 schools every 2 weeks, and we're on track to finish by the end of this year.
How tech savvy are teachers today? We talked about the tipping point happening earlier in our conversation. Do you have a sense in terms of how many teachers, what percentage of teachers are embracing ICT on a regular basis in their teaching day?
You know, our plan really is to monitor and manage this once the rollout's complete. As you can appreciate, technology is always evolving, and as we finish rolling out schools and implementing BYOD in the schools, we're following with some PD and helping teachers as we go. So unfortunately, I don't have the stats. I can tell you that, you know, everyone's very excited about BYOD. I can tell you it's getting adopted with each school that we implement, but I just don't have the figures and stats to let you know.
What intrigues me about the announcement is that it was a technology and learning plan. It was just not an ICT plan that you were implementing. It was embedding both learning and technology and eliminating the silos, if you will.
Absolutely. There's a really tight partnership between, IT in Peel and curriculum and instruction, and that partnership has to be tight because as much as we're sort of leading the way with respect to setting up all the plumbing and getting all the networks in place, really it's about teaching, it's about learning, and that partnership has to be tight and you have to be fully aligned for this to work.
You arrived on the scene around the same time as the announcement to take the helm as CIO of the Peel District School Board. You came from the private sector with impressive credentials. How's the learning curve been for you, and has the challenge met your expectations?
It's definitely challenging. I was quite surprised with respect to what I walked into when I came into the public sector. And to be honest, the challenges are all the same. The challenges associated with change management and driving technology, it doesn't matter the organization or the sector that you're in, the challenges are all the same. They're very personal. You need to make sure that you help people through the changes that are coming. You need to make sure that you communicate very, very clearly what your goals are and make sure that they understand the vision. And for those that need the extra help, it's really imperative that you give them that extra help and you take them along for the ride. This doesn't have to be, and it cannot be, a mandated type solution. It has to be supported at the grassroots level.
Any surprises along the way?
Well, with technologies, there's always surprises. I think when your goal is to make sure that you have ubiquitous wireless in 240 schools or 250 schools, and you're expecting to support 100,000 devices at any one given time, it's always going to have its challenges. I think our challenges have been minimized with respect to surprises along the way because we spent so long upfront designing the network and making sure that what we're going to be rolling out is able to sustain and support our goals of 100,000 devices at any given moment.
And the process was well thought out in terms of the consultation up front. I believe there's some research done through York University, if I'm not mistaken, in advance of developing the plan.
That's correct. We, like everything that we're doing right now, is very methodical. We want to make sure that we're not reacting in a knee-jerk mode. So everything's well thought out. This is not new. So what we're doing in Peel has been done in many different boards in North America. We're following our own template, but we're making sure that there's no risk in understanding what our objectives are and how the technology is going to take us there and how learning is going to change to support it.
How important is our private sector partnerships in the equation?
I feel private partnerships are very important to delivering the right technology in the classroom. The more a vendor or provider understands about, our organization, our goals, as well as our critical success factors, the better able they're going to be to deliver the right equipment in the right fashion to ensure our mutual success. And I think that's equally important whether it be a piece of hardware, a product, or a service, even from a support standpoint. The service is really an important aspect to making sure that things are integrated quite well. It's not just buying a piece of equipment that's the right equipment, it's how you integrate it with your existing technology stack. So really having a tight private partnership is critical in the long run.
What can the education sector learn from private sector and vice versa?
Well, I think when it comes down to how to run an organization, the private sector has always been very good at that. They're there to really reduce or remove the cost from the equation. And I think the public sector can always, look at the bottom line a little tighter because they're not, graded on per quarter performance or per year performance. In our case, they're graded on the quality of education. I think you apply some of the practices from the private sector, and I think you'll always be able to remove some of the costs, but still provide a great quality education.
What is your personal favorite technology that you can't do without?
Well, that's definitely a tough question. So right now, because we're rolling out BYOD and we're introducing a lot of new technology to the board, I probably have between 7 and 9 devices that I use on a daily basis. And although that may be counterproductive, it's really important that I understand what we're trying to do from a BYOD perspective. So, just like a mother, I have no favorites. They're all my favorites. Depending on the application that I'm using it for, certain applications lend itself well and some don't. So it really depends on what I'm trying to accomplish to decide what tool to use.
Any advice to share with other districts looking to go down the BYOD path in terms of their technology and learning plan?
Sure. So you know, at the end of the day, the technology is proven. I think that you shouldn't have any risk associated with the technology that you're deploying. I firmly believe that the way to make this a success is to communicate and communicate often. There's going to be hiccups along the path to rollout and implementation. And the more you communicate along the way, the better ease you're going to be able to recalibrate and make sure your stakeholders are informed. So I spend a lot of my time on a day-to-day basis making sure everyone's educated where we are, where we're going, you know, the challenges that we're facing so that there's no surprises. So communication for me is the number one thing that you need to do for a successful BYOD rollout.
Thank you so much for your time this morning, Mark.
Thank you.
That was Mark Keating, CIO of the Peel District School Board. My name is Robert Martellacci of the MindShare Learning Report. And until next time, keep the learning curve steep.